the first one. I have some other stuff that was a rough translation of some Lungpu Ban talks done by the former Ajahn Sanimo, stressing the importance of Kalpatipat. Could I read those? Okay. If compared to other monasteries in general, coming here, you could say that it is falling behind the times, but here it is not our primary concern to be worried about keeping up to date. We take the Kalpatipat to be of much more importance than outward appearances, therefore, an effort to keep these practices strictly. Try to the best of your ability to maintain and preserve the Kalpatipat that the Krupa Ajahns have laid out for us to follow, so they won't disappear, become diluted, or degenerate. With utmost care, we use the fullest extent of our mindfulness to look after them. Why? Because we see the value in Kalpatipat. If there is no Kalpatipat, there won't, I declare, there will not be any prat to be found within the heart either. There are no two ways about this. I speak of this matter with conviction and without any reservation. Without Kalpatipat, there will be nothing noble within looking at the heart. How about the faith in those hearts of the lay followers and villagers? What is that like? The heart of one who ordains will be like that if there is no Kalpatipat. Therefore, it's just the Kalpatipat that will allow the heart to go forth and bring forth what is noble in the heart. When we see clearly in this way, then letting the Kalpatipat be abandoned, damaged, or ruined, that's not tenable. Therefore, be vigilant, both monks and novices alike. You must speak out immediately, letting go negligently out of the fear, oh, there must be some reason or other. We're not like that. If you don't speak out truly, truly you're finished. You're negligent. The heart becomes all bottled up within. Speak out. We're all good people wanting the best for each other. If there's something that has been done in the wrong way and you don't say anything, that won't do. This is going down the wrong track. It is the road to ruin. It's not proper for those who care for one another. We live and die depending on one another, so we must live accordingly. Look after the sasana. Look after the Kalpatipat. For monks, look after the Kalpatipat of the monk. Don't be deficient. For upasaka and upasika, look after the Kalpatipat of the upasaka and upasika. Don't be deficient. Use all the strength of your mindfulness you are capable of in this matter. But this word, capable, this doesn't mean being negligent. Someone's not capable of maintaining it, and so they forsake it altogether. That's not correct. All these things that the Buddha established are all things we are capable of practicing and looking after. The teachings of the sasana was taught with Kalpatipat. If there is Kalpatipat, there'll be the sasana. Living in the forest or jungle, or under the shade of a tree, wherever it may be, where there is Kalpatipat, there'll be the sasana. You don't have to have a big cabinet full of the Tipitaka, or a beautiful vihara. You don't have to have anything, only a heart that has Atta-Dhamma. This comes from Kalpatipat, which builds Atta-Dhamma in the heart, causing it to arise and develop. There, you've got the sasana. The heart is truly neither samana nor a householder. The heart is simply the heart. For the heart to go forth fully and completely, the heart must receive training. A heart that is peaceful and composed will be able to receive that training. Whether it is the heart of a villager or the heart of a monastic, then whenever they can receive training in the Kalpatipat and the teachings in both the spirit and letter sufficiently, then the heart itself becomes sila. It becomes dhamma. The heart has peace and composure. The heart itself merges with what lies in the essential meaning of the word, samana. It can become what is called pra. The word pra here is referring to sotapanna, sakadagami, anagami, and arahant. These forms of pra are dependent on dhamma, the means by which the heart is trained and effaced. The heart can arrive at the state of samana, that full and complete state of pra. If there is no dhamma to train ourselves with, then looking for pra, we don't see any. Looking for samana, we don't see any. To look for pra, you must look within the heart, because only the heart can be pra, only the heart can be samana, and only the heart itself can be the sasana.